Within hours of being elected president, Miloš Zeman called for early parliamentary elections, leading to speculation about the chances of Petr Nečas's right-of-centre coalition serving its full term. Now the prime minister is coming under pressure from within. Top 09, perhaps buoyed by their chairman's showing in the presidential vote, have issued a demand that opens a fresh fissure in the government. Ian Willoughby reports.
The Czech Republic and the UK are the only states in the European Union not to have signed up to the bloc's fiscal compact, which sets strict limits on the budgets of Eurozone states. On Tuesday, the second biggest grouping in the Czech government, Top 09, announced they would only sign a revised deal, setting the agenda for the remaining 18 months of the three-party coalition, if it included a commitment to joining the fiscal compact by the end of the year. Such a move is opposed by mildly Eurosceptic coalition leaders, the Civic Democrats. Top 09's call came only days after its elderly chair, Karel Schwarzenberg, was defeated but still received over 2 million votes in the presidential election. The man regarded as the party's de facto chief, Finance Minister Miroslav Kolosek, said perhaps his colleague could instead become Prime Minister Schwarzenberg. Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kuba, who was first deputy chairman of the Civic Democrats, says the timing of Top 09's demand appears significant.
I think the way it was sent to us, as an ultimatum and through the media, is likely because colleague Kalosek analyzed the use of any potential that arose through Mr. Schwarzenberg's presidential campaign, and now may be an advantageous time. It can be regarded as creating pressure and squabbles in the coalition that could eventually result in its collapse and early elections.
There may perhaps be something in that. However, if anything, Karel Schwarzenberg tried to distract attention from his involvement in Top 09 and its unpopular economic policies while on the hustings. For his part, Miroslav Kolosek denies attempting to weaken the government or to exploit Mr. Schwarzenberg's popularity.
We firmly believe that we will extract electoral gains from our own policies, from what we are trying to do in good faith in the interests of the future. In our view, the future lies in a pro-European policy, which means joining the fiscal compact.
The Civic Democrat Prime Minister, Petr Nečas, says the country could sign up to the EU treaty after Parliament approves a so-called financial constitution, setting national limits on debt. Mr. Kolosek counters that other states have done things the other way around. The spat has been diffused somewhat by Top 09 statements that the coalition could continue even without a freshly agreed agenda, with Mr. Kolosek suggesting such deals are, in any case, largely a formality. But that doesn't take away from the fact that if his party are to capitalise on the Civic Democrats' unprecedented weakness and become the biggest force on the right, they are probably more likely to achieve that with Karel Schwarzenberg on their posters. Given that he is 75 years of age, they wouldn't perhaps be too put out if a general election took place before June 2014.
Thanks for that, Ian Willoughby.